And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ladinsky talks about standing up for women.
My parents taught me to stand up for what I believed in. We stood by my dashing mustachioed dad, a union plumber who occasionally walked the strike line, and I learned to explain labor disputes to my grade school classmates. My mom took me to my first demonstration in 1983 when I was in high school. Our bodies formed two slender links in a 17-mile human chain that surrounded Rocky Flats plant to protest their production of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons. Buffeted by the Front Range mountain wind, I was transfixed by the flapping bandanas many protesters symbolically tied over their faces. Knowing that thin cotton couldn't protect any of us from the toxic waste seeping into the soil, I learned that standing for convictions can be scary. I called on those memories recently as I stood with others in support of Planned Parenthood, an organization that in Indiana provides two-thirds of publicly funded contraceptive services. March is Women's History Month, but women's bodies are making news right now. Every presidential candidate has weighed in about Planned Parenthood. Bills restricting reproductive rights are moving through the Indiana State House, and the Supreme Court, Scalia free, is in the midst of a landmark decision about whether a woman's access to health care can be determined by her address. Our Planned Parenthood rally drew enough supporters to fill the sidewalk in front of the health center, cars zooming by on our area's busiest shopping strip, halfway between a Kmart and a Midwest gun exchange. Our hand-markered hot pink signs said, "Honk if you support Planned Parenthood." We wanted to provoke participation. Honk if you're with us. If you're not, drive on by. We got our fair share of rude middle fingers, thumbs pointed down, and big fat boos. All pretty comical, actually, as if the naysayers, sealed in their soundproof cars, were silent movie actors overacting their parts. As for the honkers, well, we sign holders became roadside sociologists, cataloging the types of supportive noise. For example, there was the "Heck yeah" honk, staccato beeps and broad smiles, sometimes a visible "yay" mouthed through a window. There was the delayed honk, folks who needed a moment to process our signs and then laid on the horn a half block away, still wanting credit for a honk. There was the sheepish honk, mostly from plaid-clad 20-something men who seemed grateful for, if bashful about, reproductive care. "Yay, honk." And then there was my favorite, the reach-over honk, performed by an enthusiastic passenger who would reach across the often surprised driver and pound on the horn as if to say, "Oh, this car is supporting Planned Parenthood. You'd better believe it." Despite our frozen fingers, it was an afternoon to warm a progressive's spirits, as bus drivers honked, truckers honked, rusted cars honked, and so did fancy SUVs. We got raised coffee cups, seat-grooving thumbs-uppers, and in general, a picture that looks like the U.S. Most folks don't want to turn back the clock on women's rights. So I'm trying to lean into the wind optimistically in these blustery political times. This Women's History Month, I'm cheered by local women's stories in this year's Michiana Monologues, on stage tonight and tomorrow, raising money for organizations that work to stop violence in our community. If you missed Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's lecture at St. Mary's College last night, you can YouTube her inspiring TED Talk on why we should all be feminists. You might watch the trailer for the new documentary, Trapped, for background on the Supreme Court's reproductive access case. And you might recall, as I have been, the shimmering line that Justice Kennedy wrote in the 1992 Casey decision, quote, "At the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life." Beautiful, yes? Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ginsburg are having a mighty say about this current case on whole women's health. But maddeningly, a man, Kennedy, will cast the deciding vote on whether self-determination is a right that in 2016 belongs to women, too. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ladinsky.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.